I'm standing at the lip of Elwha Dam. That's the sound of the Elwha River in the background, gushing out of a spillway and then crashing down 105 feet into an emerald green pool at the base of the dam. Because the sun is hitting just right now, I can see salmon, actually quite a few salmon, circling aimlessly here at the foot of the dam, still looking after all these years for some way over. It's been nearly 100 years since Elwha Dam was constructed. It was built without fish ladders, and because of that, and those frustrated salmon below, this dam's days are numbered. The preparations for dam removal are underway upstream and downstream of here. This month, contractors will dig a channel through a delta of lake sediment to help the Elwha River find its original course. Olympic National Park spokesman Dave Reynolds watches a barge ferry heavy equipment for that across man-made Lake Mills. He says the lake is gradually being drawn down.
It is symbolic, and it seems like a lot of people are really excited about it. This seems like the first major project that's right here on the Elwha and that's changing the landscape. And it's got a lot of people really looking forward to next year and the beginning of dam removal here.
There are people who will miss these two dams and the lakes they created. I found Port Angeles sport fisherman David Mead casting for trout below Glynn's Canyon Dam.
I like the way it's set up right now. It's been this way for so long, and it's just personally don't see the need to tear those out when we've got so many other rivers for the salmon and the steelhead and everything.
However, Mead recognizes the debate about tearing down the dams is over.
Hopefully it's all going to be for the best when it's all done.
The Lower Elwha Clallam Indian Tribe set all this in motion back in 1986. That's when the tribe challenged the relicensing of 210-foot-tall Glynn's Canyon Dam and the 108-foot-tall Elwha Dam. Tribal member Robert Ellison wears the motive on his chest. The words are literally stitched into a logo on his jacket.
It says, we want our damned salmon back, and it's D-A-M-M-E-D.
Ellison directs the Elwha River Restoration Program for his tribe. He says dam removal will open 70 miles of river and tributary habitat. Here on the Lower Elwha Reservation, rumbling convoys of dump trucks signal the decades-long wait to free the river will soon be over. The trucks also drive home what makes dam removal so expensive and complicated. Among other things, contractors are raising levees to protect reservation housing from a less controlled waterway.
So the river level will be higher, groundwater level, and the flood levels will be higher. So the levee has to be modified and expanded.
American taxpayers are also paying for a new fish hatchery. It will shelter the remaining Elwha salmon during the dam removal process.
We've worked very hard to get where we are and to get this project done, and you know, we take a great deal of pride in the fact that it has been accomplished.
Actual deconstruction of the concrete dams will happen piecemeal starting next year. Several other dams around the country are slated to be torn down next year as well. That includes Pacific Power's 125-foot-tall Condit Dam on the White Salmon River near Portland. The surge of activity prompts the environmental group American Rivers to dub 2011 the Year of River Restoration. I'm Tom Bonsi near Port Angeles.